skeletal forms burn toxic green. Vacant eyes lit with everlasting hellfire.
Hello, hello, welcome back to another episode of Let's Watch Scary Movies. We are your horror hosts. I am Caitlin.
And I'm Jenny.
We're so excited to welcome you back. We are still together in our pushing through our mad weekend of non-stop podcasting.
I mean, we did stop.
We did stop for a prolonged period of time. And we would like to shout out our friend Mariana for that one. Thank you, yep. Mariana, for distracting us so, duplicitously.
Enthusiastically.
Enthusiastically. I felt like it was sneaky, like, oh, we're just going to meet for lunch. It never goes like that.
No, it does
not. Ladies and gents, it never does.
Nope. And one thing we did yesterday was when we met our friend, just after lunch, before the madness ensued, we did walk down to Buckingham Palace because, as I'm sure the world knows, we lost Queen Elizabeth II this week.
Yeah, on the 8th of September, it was very emotional.
Yes.
For a lot of people.
Yeah, whatever your kind of thoughts are on the Queen and the royal family, even if, like, I know people that can't stand them who are also feeling kind of weird and emotional about it, and a lot of it is because, you know, we've had a new Prime Minister, a new Parliament, you know, a new government, and now a new monarch all in the same week. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
When the country's already in turmoil.
Yeah. And I was especially struck by thinking about the fact that it is not likely for there to be another queen for quite some time because the lineage is, there's all males.
Yeah.
Firstborn. So, yeah.
Chances are children.
Now we'll always know kings, and I feel very lucky that we got to have a female, you know, monarch, a queen, and... Yeah, so just some somber news, but wanted to acknowledge that, and...
Yeah, we walked down to the palace yesterday, and it was very, very busy.
It was really nice.
It was really nice.
Everyone sort of paying their respects, and then, you know, her face has been everywhere, because the whole country is in mourning. Yes. And as an American, it has been very interesting to see this.
Yes. But yeah, although you are a British citizen.
I am a British citizen, absolutely. And I was moved by her service to the country and how sort of elegant and dignified she was. And I know that there are historical issues and with colonizing, and I do acknowledge that. You know, I think it's okay to feel both, and that's how I feel. I acknowledge those things, absolutely. The British Empire did not always do great things.
Absolutely not.
And so I do acknowledge that, and people who feel that way about it, absolutely. And then also, I personally definitely felt moved and sad about it, even while acknowledging that. So, but we didn't want to... It's quite a historical thing, and we didn't want to not acknowledge it
exactly on the podcast. You know, we were... It just seemed to fall in that, you know, since we were here, since I was here in London... And Mariana was here in London, and obviously you were here, and we were just around the corner. It just felt like the nice thing to do. We didn't leave flowers, as it's me. We left crystals.
Yes.
But yeah, just, it's history. Historical moments. But yeah.
So, I'm so excited to go to the Trailer Park of Terror with you all today. I absolutely love this movie, and I would like to thank Jenny for introducing it to me. I was not aware that such a thing existed, and I'm so glad that you did.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think the first time we watched it.
It's been a favorite of mine for a very long time.
Like... I think I watched it with you in... It wasn't in London. I was visiting you somewhere.
Okay.
In one of your many abodes.
Yeah.
And we watched it because you had it on DVD.
Yeah.
Oh, 2008.
Oh, 2008.
What a time. What a time to be alive.
Or what a time to be an undead zombie trailer park.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trailer Park Princess.
Yeah.
So, Trailer Park of Terror, 2008. Who directed this one?
Did anyone direct this film?
Trace Adkins directed it. It is. It does indeed have a director. And that person's name is Stephen Goldman.
What else did Stephen Goldman do?
Music videos. He's a Canadian music video and film director who has directed over 200 music videos. And one of two movies, one being Trailer Park of Terror, the other one being Broken Bridges, which has Burt Reynolds in it and Toby Keith.
Oh, wow.
But I have never heard of this movie.
No, me either.
Although I love Burt Reynolds with ferocity. I feel like I'm related to him or something. Like, I think of him as, like, a distant uncle. Always there with, like, some good drunken advice. And a great mustache. So, yeah, Trailer Park of Terror. Stephen Goldman's one of his only films. And I have to say, even all the actors, there's no one really famous in it except for, I guess, Trace Adkins. And that's if you know your country music. So other than him, I hadn't heard of anyone in it, but I thought they all actually did a really good job.
Yeah, like Norma, she's played by Nicole Hiltz.
She's great.
I'm just looking at like some of the films that she's done. I mean, she was not just films for TV, she's been in Bones, and she, Trailer Park Boys, the movie. She was in Desperate Housewives, Smallville.
Great actress, really beautiful. Yeah,
she was gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
She's been in things like Something's Gotta Give.
Okay.
I thought I saw something. Yeah, she was in Austin Powers, Goldmember, Buffy, May. That's a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was in that. She was in Dude, Where's My Car?
A classic.
Yeah.
Also from the early 2000s.
Yep.
Gosh, my notes for this are very short. So, I mean, let's talk about ratings for this one. Because this is a tough one. Because this straddles the line between our newfound category, the guilty pleasure, the horror club guilty pleasure, or it having its own rating. Because it is a guilty pleasure. I actually think it's good enough to be rated.
Yeah. I would say, like, if you asked me a guilty pleasure, this would be the one I would probably say. But then I'm like, but actually, I love it so much. Do I feel guilty about loving
there
it?
There are legitimately scary moments in this.
There were parts in this film when I was like, I had forgotten. Like, yeah.
They are creative with the kills, which I appreciate. Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
So I actually think it deserves its own rating. So
yeah, fuck it.
It's good enough for that.
It's good enough.
You're good enough, you're strong enough, and gosh darn it, people like you, Trailer Park of Terror. So I tried to draw, I said, how many guitars did you give Trailer Park of Terror? My guitars look like lutes. How many medieval lutes
do you give Trailer Park of Terror? Yes, how many lutes, I remember. I've gone I'm not sure if I went for 3.5 or if I've gone for 4 and just didn't finish drawing the last one.
Let's see. Oh, I think you guys were very artistically inclined. I think that looks like 4, but you lost interest in completing the last one. but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it is 4.
I actually, at some moments during this, was like 5 stars, 5 across the board. But then there were moments that I'd kind of forgotten about. Yeah. Like, there is a prolonged, and there's a bit of a trigger warning here, there's kind of a prolonged, almost, they're trying to film like a porn. And it's quite distressing. Nothing actually happens, but the threat of it is very, and the reaction of the woman is very distressing.
Yeah.
So that brought it down for me because I just felt like it went on so long and it just wasn't totally necessary.
No.
But then also maybe I personally am a little bit sensitive about those things. You know, I'm just not a huge fan of like rape scenes. Sorry.
I'm just not.
So, and I think that's fair. So for me, my glowing, super enthusiastic 5 medieval lute rating was then dropped a bit and then dropped a little bit more. So I've settled also on 4 medieval lutes.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to bump it up a little because I genuinely love this film. I mean, I think that we should get into it because our rating may change.
Our rating may change.
As it tends to do.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
We start at Tophet.
Tophet Meadows.
Tophet Meadows. Very, like, run-down looking trailer park. And we meet the prettiest girl in the trailer park, Norma. Oh, Norma.
Norma is, like, blonde ponytail with the scrunchy, cute little baby doll dress, kitten heel sandals.
Yeah, she's, like, gorgeous. She's there getting ready and she's in her underwear.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's, like, super hot. And she's getting dressed and, oh, she's just so pretty and just full of hope.
And so she's, I don't know, meeting her new boyfriend for prom or something.
Yeah.
They're going to a dance or something like that.
Yeah.
So as she's leaving her trailer park, everyone starts kind of harassing her. These guys start harassing her. She knows them.
Yeah.
They're familiar with each other. Yeah. But yeah, and also all the other people that live in the trailer park were kind of watching them argue. You almost got the feeling he was an ex, but you'd like to think he wasn't. So yeah, and the camera's kind of circling the actors. I thought it was a bit much. Yeah. But this whole opening scene, to me, it's some of the best parts of the whole movie. I really don't give a shit about those kids so much. Whatever about the kids.
Yeah.
It's like the crazy trailer park, like the flashbacks.
Yeah.
I love it. So anyway, they follow her out to where she's meeting her boyfriend who's waiting next to a truck holding flowers. He looks very not trailer park-esque.
Yeah, like, you know,
he's clean.
He's clean. He's like well put together.
Yeah,
and
he's wearing a suit.
And the guys are like making jokes about like Norma's fancy rich boyfriend.
Yeah,
and things, and they're like making, they're all making jokes about the fact that, you know, they've fucked Norma to him, and he's just, the boyfriend's just standing there very he's very intimidated. He's very quiet.
He is intimidated, and he's just kind of taking it.
Yeah,
but I also think it may be worth mentioning, like, there is quite a lot of cultural appropriation, mm-hmm. classism, a little bit of racism,
yeah.
in this film. Like, this is pre Me Too movement, and this is pre a lot of things that sort of changed in 2020 in terms of race relations, mm-hmm. and you know, historical context. But it's 2008, and so yeah, because even the whole trailer park, I mean, that is a very quite American sort of classist thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're all so stereotyped.
Yeah.
So I do think this film is very camp. And it is, I think parts of it are meant to absolutely be played for comedy. But yeah, so just a heads up about that going into this. So yeah, so basically the trailer park guys are harassing her boyfriend to the point that they accidentally kill him.
Yeah. And like they say, like, you ain't ever getting away from us to Norma. And yeah, they start like a fight basically with the boyfriend, and he ends up getting impaled on like a fence post.
And here we have some very good acting from Norma as she's kind of cradling him and screaming at the guys for killing him. And she says something like, I just wanted to be loved for me.
Yeah. Yes. She's like, I just, all I've ever wanted was to be loved for me.
Very dramatic. Good acting though.
Yeah.
And then as she's, you know, stumbling down the street, sort
she storms
wiping
off.
Her eyes, she bumps into Trace Adkins.
Yep.
The
pissing fire.
Pissing fire, yeah.
Yep.
Who is the devil? He is very, very clearly playing the devil.
Yeah.
The devil cowboy, like, all in black with his black hat. And they make him look, they do sort of camera tricks and make him look super tall
and
imposing. And he basically does a deal with Norma.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what the deal is.
No, they kind of make it a bit vague, but he gives her this... A satanic shotgun, basically.
That never runs out of ammo.
Yeah. And she makes some sort of deal with him and comes back to the trailer park. And you know, the trailer park queen.
She's had it. She's had enough.
Yeah.
I also like that somewhere along the line, she's lost her shoes. So she's barefoot, shotgun in hand. She goes tearing into the trailer park and just goes nuts. She starts shooting everybody.
Everybody.
And it's kind of, it starts off, at least for me, I'm almost like, yeah, fuck you. You fucked with the wrong woman. And then she's just killing, like, everybody.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, whoa. It's not just the guys who killed her boyfriend. It's literally everyone.
Yeah.
Even, like, innocent bystanders.
Yeah.
So.
But I think as you go, the implication is that nobody in this trailer park is innocent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, when you see, like, the flashbacks and things.
Yeah, everyone's disturbingly.
Yeah.
Abnormal.
They're all monstrous.
Yeah.
Even before.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and then they play up those features later. That's so true. So, yeah, and I do love this scene. Like, after she's killed everyone, she sits down calmly in her living room, turns the gas canisters on, and smokes a cigarette.
And sings. She's singing like a hymn or something.
Yeah. And then the whole place obviously goes up.
Blows up.
In flames. And then
we see, like, all these newspaper articles. And it's a lot of, like, 1987, so that's obviously when the trailer park...
Well, it started, it was 1981.
Right.
That was when, like, the scene that we just saw happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they show the years passing with these
like
newspaper clippings.
And lots of, like, missing people and things.
Truckers going missing in the
area.
And so then I wrote, the setup is complete. So in the first, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes, because that's pretty much when the credits roll.
Yeah.
That they've set it all up.
Yeah.
Like, you already know where this is going.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you just, you're along for the ride. So, here we have my least favorite scenes. We're back to 2008, present day. And there's a bunch of kids at, like, Jesus camp.
Yep.
And I just wrote, it becomes less interesting now. And it just does for me. Not to say anything, the kids are good actors too. Like, they're all you know, but it's, I don't know. The first scene was interesting.
Yeah.
This one, less so. Yeah. So, the kids are all jerks.
Yeah, basically, we've got the pastor, and he's got, like, these kids with him.
I tried to kind of, like, give them names, because they weren't too important.
No, just, most...
There was, like, Bridget, who's kind of the main...
Bridget's the main, kind of the main girl we meet, and she's the goth.
Then we have Cupcake.
Who I changed her name to SDFB. She sucks dick for blow.
Yes.
Then we've got Asshole, who's, like, the...
Just the jerk. The jerk. Biggest jerk of all. Yeah. They're all jerks, but he's the king Amber. Jerk. Amber.
Then we've got Klepto Kid, the one that steals the porn. And then we have...
The anxious guy.
That's
how I keep track of them.
So there's six of them. Three girls, three boys. And they're, like, Jesus...
And the pastor, yeah.
Yeah, and the pastor. And they stop at, like, a diner, like, gas station.
And you just get what you would call, I suppose, character development here. Yeah. Which is all of them just, like, acting like jerks. So someone's stealing stuff, some are trying to bang in the bathroom, like...
Yeah, you got the asshole guy and Amber.
Cupcake goes and sucks some dick for blow. Like, yeah. It's shit. So then they leave, and their van crashes in the rain. Into a truck.
The asshole's, like, winding up the pastor.
Oh, yeah,
basically
yeah.
saying that, like, all of his work, thank you so much for all of your hard work. You've saved us all, like, basically saying that his job is pointless. And, yeah, he gets mad and he crashes the bus.
I hated that scene.
Yeah.
Just the guy, King Jerk being King Jerk. It just sucked. So, anyway, yeah, there's a truck stuck in the middle of the road, which is strange. But the van crashes in the rain, and so they walk to Tophet Meadows. And I wrote, finally they go to the trailer park, because I'm just waiting all the time. Like, you know where it's going.
Yeah.
Just get there.
Yeah. And the trailer park is not what it was. It looks quite nice now. They're all, like... updated trailers. It's very clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like a nice...
Nicer.
Nicer, like, caravan park.
It looks like they fixed it up. But yeah. Is that what you guys call it here?
Caravan park, yeah.
That sounds like more fun than a trailer park. A caravan has, I don't know, at least in my mind, connections to, like, a circus. Or something, like, fun. I want to go to a caravan park.
I'll take you to a caravan park. we'll go to Haven.
Okay.
We'll have a Haven holiday.
Will English people know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Despite being here 17 years, I sometimes still don't know what's happening. But yeah, so they go to the cleaned up modern day trailer park and they meet Norma. There she is. She's in her dressing gown. And she's like, oh, let me just put my face on. You've caught me without my face. And she disappears in the next room. And the kids are all like, what the fuck? Get us out of here.
Yeah.
And the pastor's like, just be nice. And
then, she like comes out and she's like, automatically got a tray of like all these glasses of iced tea,
yeah. But yeah, she goes away and she comes back and she's all dressed up. She's put on like a sexy dress and like put her wig on.
Yeah, she's got an interesting wig. I liked her hair. And then she's wearing like a weird wig.
The best way to describe it would be from the Brady Bunch, the mom from the Brady Bunch, who had like short hair but then sort of wisps that hung down, that were curled out. It's a strong choice. I don't know. I'm not sure why she chose that wig either. But yeah, she gets all dressed up, serves them tea, and then the electricity goes out.
Yeah, they're all sitting around the table, and just before the electricity goes out, she puts one hand on the pastor's like leg and like basically strokes his cock and squeezes his thigh while she's also rubbing asshole's groin with her foot.
She was like on it.
Yeah, she's like, oh, new dick.
So much of it.
Yeah.
She's probably excited. Yeah. So the electricity goes out and she proceeds to tell a scary story. And it's a story about her mother being shot. And again, it makes me realize how much I prefer these scenes because it flashes back and it's great. It's just...
Yeah.
It's freaky. Like, she basically tells... Yeah, the story of how her mom was shot, but she didn't realize her mom was, like, filming porn or something like that in the next room. And so the cameraman and the sheriff come over to shoot a scene, and she's refusing to do it. The mom's refusing to do the scene. I think it was, like, anal or something.
Yeah.
And then as she starts backing out of the room, they're arguing, and Norma goes, Mama! She goes to get her, and then they shoot
the sheriff
mom through
shoots
the head.
Her in the head.
Traumatizing.
Yeah. And we also meet a few of the other people, trailer park people, during this flashback. Because basically it looks like Norma, like the big guy, like the big butcher guy, he seems to be in charge. And...
Oh, yeah.
The other guys are like his lackeys, and Norma works for them, where they like basically have a deal with the truckers to bring their
stuff, and they pretend
that they've, you know, been robbed, and then like Norma unloads everything, and you meet like the masseuse.
Yes, the Asian happy ending.
Lady. Yeah. And you meet the ass male meat lady.
Laureline. And Merv.
Yeah. She's like at one line when she's like, fuck you, Merv, I've got my good shirt on.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so she tells the story. Yeah. You meet all the people, and you're back in normal time. She gives them all blankets to stay the night. So they've got blankets and pillows and all this kind of stuff. And obviously, like, the kids do not want to stay.
No.
You could tell something's not right. Yeah. Even if we didn't already know, you just know something's not right. So, yeah, the pastor ends up in, like, a porn room.
She puts them in those places, and she takes the pastor to this trailer, and all the walls are plastered with cutouts from porn, porn magazines. Yeah. And there's just loads. And he's watching her undress in her trailer. And he's getting all worked up, and, like, he's married, he's got a ring on. And,
he's having a real crisis of conscience here.
He really is. And he, like, yeah. So then you've got Bridget the Goth and Suckstick for Blow sharing a trailer with Amber, but Asshole comes over to
They basically
Amber.
Try to separate the girls and the boys. Yeah. So they put the girls in one trailer, the boys in the other, but the jerk who's banging Amber comes over, and they go off. So basically, I wrote in my notes, everyone bangs. So Amber and the jerk go to have sex, and Bridget and Cupcake leave and go and find
They
find a different trailer to sleep in. It seems like no one else in the trailer park is home at this point as well, which is also strange. They're just walking in people's houses.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the pastor and Norma, I love this scene. Basically, he takes his ring off, and he's like,
I love you, baby.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
It's very dramatic. Like, just leave your ring on. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
And he goes in and bangs Norma, and Norma's all over it.
Yep, she's riding him.
She's super dick hungry, for sure.
Yep.
And
we've all been there.
And halfway through, like, the sex, her eye starts melting, like, drooping.
Yeah, like, the skin around her eye just, like, falls off.
And he freaks out.
But he doesn't even freak out that much. He just goes, oh, what are you?
Yeah, actually, it's true. But he's definitely perturbed enough to lose his boner, so
yeah,
she gets mad about that.
Yeah, she's like, bring it back. And he's like, I can't. So
I can't, you're a zombie.
Yeah.
My dick's like still inside you.
Yeah.
And so she rips his head off.
Yep.
She decapitates him. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Don't leave a woman hanging.
I love that scene.
Yeah.
It's just so good. So then we're seeing where all the various kids are. So we find one of the guys, I think it's the thief.
Yeah.
And he meets the Asian massage lady.
He meets the incredibly racist stereotype where she's just like, number one massage.
That's all she says.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Happy ending.
Yeah.
I wrote racist.
Yeah.
We all just wrote notes like how bad it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, but she offers him a massage, and of course he's like, because she's hot too. And he's like, yeah. And so you kind of see she starts to massage him. And then you switch scenes, and you see Cupcake, and she wakes up because she smells something. And I didn't know what she smelled.
What could she smell? But then afterwards I'm like, oh, I think it's weed.
She's me, basically.
Yeah.
So she smells weed burning, follows it, and she finds, like, a chair. She finds, like, a drug den, basically. Yeah. So she sits down in the chair and starts smoking weed. Then we cut over to Amber and the jerk, and she stops sex because she has to go pee.
Yep.
So that happens. So then Norma and Marv, they come in, and then you see Marv in, like, full zombie.
Yeah, he's, like, fully zombie. Like,
he's scary.
Yeah.
It's good. They're really scary looking.
Yeah.
So Marv and Norma come in, and they sort of, like, they attack them. They kind of attack Amber and the
asshole. Yeah. And they end up, like, kidnapping them, basically. And then we go back to see Cupcake or Substick for Blow. And she's basically like that scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where they go into, like, the place and there's all the different sweets and they're all going mad because she's, like, smoking weed. And then she's like, oh, meth, my favourite.
Take a sunrise, sprinkle it with meth. So she is like a kid, like, in a candy store.
Yeah, she's literally like,
there's,
she's
like, blow
weed
on the table.
She's
smoking,
doing blow. She's, like, doing meth.
Getting all fucked up. And then we jump back over to the massage scene. Another one of my favorite scenes. She jumps on his back to crack his back, basically. Breaks it.
Yep.
Breaks his back. like, you see his spine
poking out,
his vertebrae poking through his butt. It's brutal. Then she is, like, trying to jerk him off, basically.
He needs his happy ending.
She's, like, screaming happy ending in his face, and all you just hear, like, skin sounds. Yep. And then she rips it off because it's not working. And during this, the anxious kid, he walks in on it.
Yeah. So he sees that, and so he's running away from her. And, like, the masseuse is wearing a really creepy mask.
Yeah, to cover her.
Yeah, her zombie face. And so she got this, like, scary mask.
It's really scary when she's chasing him.
And so he kind of ends up escaping underneath the trailer, and he's, like, hiding under there. And then this is the scene that honestly...
So we come back to Cupcake, and this is... Jenny doesn't like this
scene. I don't like this scene.
It's a disturbing scene.
It's really fucked
up. I think
it
bothers you much more than it bothers me, but it's definitely disturbing. So she's super fucked up, right? She's just been smoking. It's just doing all the drugs. And so you get the... I think it's the... Is it the butcher?
It's the guitarist.
Oh, that's right. It's the guy who's been playing guitar the whole movie. Comes in, and he's like... Mad.
No one touches shit.
Mustache or whatever. Yeah, he's pissed off about it. And so he's like, basically cuts her arm off.
With like a little electric carver.
Yeah, but thinks she's tripping.
Yeah.
And so
she's obviously it's a zombie and she's like kind of laughing. So she's just sat there giggling. And it's not just like he cuts her hand off. He cuts her like from like the elbow, basically.
Yeah.
It's like a proper...
I thought it was here, but yeah.
Well, yeah, like
it's
yeah.
It's a lot. And so she can't feel it probably because she's all fucked up. So she's laughing about it. And then she realizes she's like sitting in a pool of her own blood. And then she starts freaking out. And it's well done, the actress. Yeah. Like, it's very well done. And so it is scary. And then Bridget walks in on this. And so the guitar man chases Bridget.
Yep. And we have some amazing lines. He's like chasing. He's like, they're going to write songs about what I'm going to do to you, girl.
Oh, yeah, but he's built a lot of booby traps. I don't know. She's trying to run away from the trailer park.
Yeah.
And I guess outside the trailer park, he's rigged up lines to trip them.
Yeah, there's like, trip wires, there's grenades, landmines.
Yeah, so he himself, the guitar zombie man, lands on a landmine, blows up. And everybody's like, my penis.
Yeah, because he's all in bits.
This movie's too much. Yeah, he's like trying to reach around and pull himself back together.
And yeah, and then he's like finding bits. He goes, oh, my penis.
God. That's what, things like that make me want to give it 5 stars.
Yeah.
So then we go back to Laureline, who is this woman, this big,
huge woman who never leaves her trailer because...
With like long stringy hair. And, like, black around her mouth from eating so much meat. That's, like, and her teeth are all, like, black and pointy. It's...
Yeah, she's really disturbing.
She's so disturbing. And I feel like part of her was almost a riff off Divine. And if you guys know, like, the great drag queen Divine, who was in all the John Waters films, I feel like they were playing off of her a little bit with the grotesqueness. But obviously they took it a million steps further and Divine is wonderful. And Laureline is scary. So she comes in on Cupcake, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, Cupcake's managed to, like, stumble around with her stump and she's trying to find help. She's got a bloody stump and So she goes into the trailer that they were sleeping in, which was Laureline's trailer, I think to find Bridget or, you know, to get some help. And she kind of falls on the floor. And, yeah, you have the... You have Laureline kind of coming at her and she's like, I smell meat.
Where's my meat?
Where's my meat?
I kind of love her because she's so grotesque and disturbing. So, yeah. So what... Laureline kind of tricks Cupcake. She's like, you go ahead and go.
Yep.
So Cupcake's like, really? And she kind of starts to run away. Obviously, that doesn't happen. But then we cut back over to Norma and the couple, Amber and the Jerk. And she's kind of tormenting them with the pastor's head.
Yeah, she's got the pastor's head.
Like, putting it in their faces.
Like, holding it up.
Again,
and yet,
they've got them, like... It's almost funny. It's so much, it's almost funny.
Yeah, but then it gets kind of disturbing because, yeah, you've got Norma and Marv and they've got, like, the cameras set up and it's in, like, it's a bed and they've got Amber and the asshole on the bed in their underwear and basically they're like, oh, yeah, like, touch her.
Yeah, like, oh, if you're going to bang in this house, you're going to do it now in front of the camera, like, saying all fucked up stuff like this.
And then they start, like, throwing the pastor's head around and then he, like, falls and bounces across the floor.
But also, don't forget that while this is happening, there's a couple of the things going on as well. Like, the redneck Frankenstein scene, like, basically, the one who fell in the landmine in pieces is being, like, stapled back together.
And they're using, like, duct tape.
By Marv. Yeah. He's like, put me back together, good.
That bit don't go there.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's
again one of those scenes that makes you want to give it 5 stars because it's so hilarious, but yeah. It's also disturbing. It yeah. is, like, I don't know. So then
Bridget's running around trying to, like, she's managed to get back into the trailer park.
Well, she sees the anxious guy.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
They kind of lock eyes across the trailer park as they're being chased around, and then you've got the guitar redneck who ends up on the roof playing really bad,
like, rockabilly, psychobilly.
He's like, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
And then he just repeats that a lot. So.
Yeah. Bridget runs past the entrance to Larlene's trailer and sees Cupcake being, like, corpse being eaten by Larlene.
By Larlene, who's just, like, going at yeah. it, like.
And she's got one of the she's got the landmine, no, the grenade, sorry, that she almost tripped on after she blew up the redneck guitarist guy.
Yeah.
And she throws it in to the trailer, I think, and blows up
Larlene. Yeah. Yeah, so you've also got back with, like, Norma and Marv, and they're almost trying to film this fucked up porn, and this is the part that's quite distressing. Yeah. So
it's very distressing, but we did have probably one of my favourite lines of the whole film, where, you know which one.
I know which one.
Where, like, Marv's trying to tell Norma that, you know, he wants to marry her, and she's the only demon zombie trailer park princess for him.
Yeah, because she goes away and touches up her makeup.
Face.
So she's like, it's time for my close-up.
Yeah.
He's like, you make my south rise again.
Yep.
It's so fucked up. It's but so great. So anyway, Norma is, this whole porn thing is just not going very well. They're not cooperating. So Norma explodes Amber's lungs with, like, the gas canister.
Well, she says to him first, she's trying to make them touch each other and, like, kiss her and, like, put his hands on her neck, and then she's like, oh, if you kill Amber, I'll let you go. So he does.
Yeah.
He tries to choke her to death, and he can't do it. The earlier scene where Norma's touching herself up, she has, like, a pneumatic air cylinder, and she uses it to blow up her boobs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she shoves this down Amber's throat and obviously blows up Amber's lungs, which is a very traumatic...
Yeah, that one's a don't.
See?
That's a rough one. And then we have the jerk who's basically being flayed and made to eat it.
This is my worst nightmare.
Yeah, Jenny doesn't like this one either, but he's basically in this weird metal contraption hanging from the ceiling, and the butcher zombie guy is just tormenting him and, like, flaying pieces off of him, making him eat them, and eventually gets fried alive. They lower him into boiling oil.
Yeah.
And he's like, we like everything deep fried here in the South. and the anxious kid is still running around. He finds Bridget.
Yeah.
Because
Bridget's, like, passed out in the middle of the things. I love this. He tries to wake her up. She doesn't wake up. So he runs off. And then, but obviously, then she starts to wake up all of a sudden, and he runs back, so obviously he realises he can't get out that way, and finds her, and then it's like, oh, yay, I'm here to save you. It's almost like he's, like, helping her.
Yeah.
And then the zombie pops, one of the zombies pops up, so he just pushes her.
At the zombies.
At the zombies.
He's like, oh, she's injured anyway. Yeah. And then he gets killed, right?
Well, he gets caught and put in a cage in the middle of, like, the square.
Oh, yeah.
And Bridget gets into a car. And they're like, woohoo, yeah, now it's on. And they basically start a zombie demolition derby.
Yes.
In the middle, in the cars.
It all gets a little hectic here.
Yeah, it all gets a bit mad at this point. And yeah, so...
So she accidentally kills him, right?
Yeah, basically. There's a crash and the cage gets destroyed. So as far as we know, that's how he dies.
And bear in mind, there's still, like, these excellent guitar songs going on.
Yeah,
being played by the zombie guitar
man. The duct-taped zombie man.
So anyway, so at this point, everyone's dead except Bridget, and then you have this scene where Bridget's just kind of like, she gets out of the car, she's crashed the car, she gets out of the car, and they're all just coming at her.
Yeah.
All the zombies are, like, converging on her, but you can also kind of see the sun is starting to come up.
Yeah, because they say, like, oh, Norma, the sun's coming up.
So because Norma's kind of leading the charge. Yeah. And then Bridget starts crying, and she has her acting moments, which is not as good as Norma's, but it's still good. And she kind of repeats what Norma said at the beginning of the film about she just wanted to be loved for who she is.
She was just crying. Yeah, she was, like, crying. She was like, fuck you, just do it. Like,
just kill me.
Just kill me. Just do it. All I ever
wanted. Save me the trouble or something like that.
Like, the only thing I ever wanted was to be loved for who I am.
And this, you know, softens Norma's zombie heart. And yep. So she lets her live, and she says, "You tell him Norma sent you."
Yep.
And that's, she lets her live. She lets her go.
And she wakes, and she passes out, and she wakes up just on the road.
And a cowboy, one of the guys from the cafe earlier, he's just a random background yeah. character, basically, but he finds her in the road, and he helps her.
Yeah.
And then we see one more shot of Trace Adkins, a.k.a. the devil, just walking down the road with his cowboy hat on.
Yep. And he disappears.
And then he disappears. End scene. So good.
So good.
So good. There's so many good things about it.
Yeah.
It's scary, but also fun. It's makes fun of itself. Yeah. I mean, yes, okay, some things don't stand the test of time. Some things are just unnecessarily racist or like, you know, but they really play up those stereotypes and it's done intentionally.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I just really enjoy this film.
It's such a good film. I can't believe it took me so long because I used to love this film when I was at uni.
I'm trying to think if that's when you first made me watch it. Was
it was not at
our uni?
Yeah, no, because it didn't come out until 2008. But I discovered it when I was at least in Derby, so I'm surprised I didn't
It's
make...
probably like when I came to visit you there yeah. or something. But thank you. I said at the top of the show, thank you so much. Because I feel like part of me thinks these are my people.
Yeah.
These are my fellow Americans, my fellow rednecks. I embrace the fact, I embrace my family history. but yeah, it just, all the stereotypes are done, I think, like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Their tongue it's is firmly in cheek.
Yeah, it's all intentional and it's yeah. all...
So, and I love the really imaginative, almost whimsical death scenes, yeah. like ripping the guy's spine or...
Yeah, they were really... I love the fact that like nobody...
Deep fried.
But the most boring death is the boyfriend's at the beginning. He gets impaled.
Oh yeah, that is... Yeah. Well, that was nice.
Actually, no, nervous guy, because we don't actually see...
Yeah, yeah, that one.
That one was like...
But even like ripping the pastor's head off during yeah. sex, like...
So good. Like bring it back!
Like a
bring
praying it mantis.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, so good. So I would just really, really recommend you watch it with an open mind.
Yes.
It is not a classic, necessarily. It is not classy.
what do you mean it's not classic?
I just, if you like John Waters, if you like these types of films, I think that you will like Trailer Park of Terror.
Yeah, it's just so much good
and
fun.
And even for people who don't really like horror, I think about like for my sister, for example, doesn't really like horror when it scares her. Mm-hmm. But because this one is, the scariness is tempered by comedy in such a great way, I feel like it's something that my sister could watch.
Yeah.
So even if horror is not your favorite genre of film, mm-hmm. you could still enjoy this movie.
Yeah, I agree.
And it has Trace Adkins in it. What more mm-hmm. do you want?
As the devil.
So, are you going to keep your score? I think I'm going to bump mine up. I'm going to bump mine up to 4.3 medieval lutes.
I will... fuck it. I'm going 4.5.
Ooh, Jenny!
Well, it's what, you know, it's... Whenever you ask me, like, my top five, I always... use this as, like, my really fun choice.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Check out Trailer Park of Terror.
One of our most highly rated
films. Hilarious. I wonder how this is going to skew the numbers. See, I'm a dork with the Excel spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. And Jenny's like, yeah, yeah. But I love seeing how we score differently on things and how that score, this will skew our numbers. Yeah. So. Anyway, no regrets from my side.
Nope.
I'd even watch it again today.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, guys. As always, thank you for listening.
Yep. Get in touch. Please subscribe. Please rate and review us. Please talk to us.
Please talk to us.
Please talk to us.
And next week, it's our 1-year anniversary. So that one's going to be special. So.
Yep.
Right. We'll see you then. Brothers yeah. Keg, take us out.
Bye.
Bye.